Great. Miss Pauline, we have an idea for you that will guarantee your club member up to 40 to 60% of their way trip. My name is Ethan with Australian Scapes, and we're currently setting up Provis Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is recognized by the head office. You can also verify this information with Monica from marketing. And my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll then send you...
Dave, hang on. Start all over again.
Yes.
Who gave you my name to start off with?
Actually, the numbers was listed on the website. We're just reaching out, wanted to see if there are anything we'd be able to help you with regarding your...
Which website?
Willetton Provis.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Yes.
Now start again and speak slowly.
Sure. Well, we have an idea that will guarantee your club members anywhere to 40 to 60% of their future trips with Australian Scapes. My name is Ethan, and we're currently setting up Provis Travel Club to give their member access to much more travel options and trip options. And my purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trip. This is actually recognized by the head office as well. You can verify this information with Monica from marketing.
Hang on, Australian Escapes, that's your
yes.
Tour company? Is that the
yes.
name of the company?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And...
Okay, so yes.
Yeah, my purpose in calling today is just to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. And we'll send you some information so you'll be able to show to other members at your branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minute quick survey, not unless you have questions. Is that okay?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Well, Ms. Pauline, we're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I've mentioned, is to save your club member anywhere from 40 to 60% of their future way trips and day tours. The members are actually paying a lot more. We've done a few comparison. Trade Travel have one of their trip listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast and Harvey Bay, charging over $2,400 per person. And we could do the same similar trip for under $800 per person. Similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more independent and affordable style of travel. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call and start with the service style question to make it as quickly as possible?
I suppose so, yes.
Thank you, Ms. Pauline. Well, when you're considering getting away as a group, are you members more interested in doing affordable short-range trips, say 1 to 3 nights within a few hours drive, or longer trip, more than 7 days, or just a day trip?
Probably just day trips, but they have been known to do short two or three, shorter tours.
Okay. Well,
depends on when and where and how many people are included.
Oh, okay.
But mostly it's day tours.
Oh, all right. Well, Ms. Pauline, looking at this year, do you have any trips planned out at all?
I have booked a bus for most of the outings that we prefer.
Okay. And, approximately how many members do you have that usually travel or get away occasionally?
Let me finish. I'm open to other options. So even though I have some dates already selected, there are some that are kind of negotiable. So now you want to know how many people? That depends on how many people express interest. Sometimes it's as low as 18, other times it's up to 30, or sometimes we fill a 45-seater bus. It really depends on where we go.
Oh, all right. Looking at... what places have members already indicated and interested in visiting this year, Ms. Pauline?
I have booked April. I've booked March, April, May. June is we don't do a trip. I can't remember whether I've done July or not.
Oh, all right. Can you?
But anyway, I've more or less pre-booked because we prefer a particular day of the month.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it's very difficult to get a bus on that day.
Well, for the some of the future trip, can you name some of the destinations so I could have it on the record?
I'd prefer not.
Oh, okay, no problem. This would actually help us get a better proposal. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you.
The reason is that I don't want the information getting back to the members before I advertise it at the meeting.
Oh, no, this will not be, we'll be communicating with you.
Mm-hmm. For March, we're doing a mystery tour.
Okay. That
April,
sounds...
we're going down to Mandurah to do the canals.
Oh, all right.
In May, I'm going to Caversham Wildlife Park. Does that give you an idea of the scope?
Definitely, definitely. This actually helps me better understanding of your travel plans for your members. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might interest you in the future, this includes short trips or day trips, self-guided via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trips can be done anywhere from 40% to 60% of less than retail, saving you a lot of money, and it's much more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, Ms. Pauline, do you feel that some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips like this in the future if they were very much affordable?
Well, if you've got a brochure that you want to email me, I can put it up and let them know about it.
Oh, definitely. We'd definitely like to send you something over the email. Well, I just want to get some basic more ideas regarding your travel plan and the club members. We want to suggest new interesting places if possible. Where have your members been on a longer trip or any of the trip in the last few years? Can you mention one of the destinations?
I don't think they went anywhere last year. The year before they did a wildflower tour. Some time ago, we've been down the southwest. We've also done a cruise. Those kind of things.
Oh, all right. Well, what places have members already... You mentioned you have trips booked for April, May, and so on. Are there any other places your members or you are interested in visiting in the future? Any destination comes in mind?
Oh, probably, but I mean, off the top of my head at the moment, no.
Can you name one or two places that you would be interested in visiting with the members?
Not off the top of my head. I'd like to see a brochure from you
and
see what you're offering.
Oh, definitely.
If you're offering something that we haven't done before or something that we've done before but in a different way, then maybe I would be interested in doing it. But to kind of give you a destination without running it past my members, I can't do that.
Oh, no, definitely. What I wanted to do is just get a basic idea maybe for the future trip and send a proposal focusing on that destination. Then you'll be able to compare your trips with ours and with other trade travel or other companies as well. So if you could name...
But don't you have a brochure or a booklet?
We'll definitely like to send you something over the email. What is your email address, if you don't mind sharing?
Pauline Starkey, Starkey, at bigpond.com.
At bigpond.com. We'll definitely send you some literature over the email. Well, I just wanted to ask you a few more questions to help you with the survey that will help me understand better of your travel plans and your members. Our research with Provis in regarding to trip planning indicates the importance of really knowing what members want. How do you currently find out about what members are interested in doing?
I happen to be the outings officer, and I have an assistant. I go through the brochures myself. I choose something that I think they might be interested in or something that I know they haven't been to before, and I put the proposal to them at the meeting, and they give me an expression of interest a month before, and if I've got enough people, the trip goes ahead. It's been a similar process for our Provis Club with the outings officer that was before me. Sometimes I design the trip myself and organize the buses and stuff. Other times I choose a package tour. Other times I take a package tour and change it to suit our particular club.
Right.
So I guess the outings officer comes up with the ideas and they take it from there.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, you plan those travel plans yourself or with an assistant. Working out travel style that might suit your members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours and others like more of a flexibility and independence. Have you ever done an email survey of members to find out what type of trips they're interested in?
Look, they're elderly ladies. They don't. Not all of them are on email surveys.
Okay.
Occasionally, I've asked them a couple of ideas and they put their hands up, yes, they're interested or no, they're not. It's a very informal club.
Okay, and I understand.
I know you're looking for business and you're offering maybe discounted prices and things like that, but I don't know that it's going to be... Our club's really probably not big enough. Maybe to other private clubs with more members, it might be your approach might be more suitable. However, as I said, if you send me a brochure and I look at it, and your prices on those trips might be better than some of the others, so I can kind of tell them at the meeting that I've been approached by this particular company called Australian Escapes.
Right.
And they're offering these types of things. Would they be interested? We can take it from there.
No,
depending on whether you're available on the day that we want you available.
Oh, we are always available.
Well, if you're available all the time,
yeah,
you must have an awful lot of buses.
We are the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we're actually offering 40% to 60%. I know a lot of the Provost Club, they deal with trade travel organization, and we're offering 40% to 60% of their retail value, and for any other club members as well.
I haven't used trade travel, and I haven't used Villa Collotta, because most of those kind of trips are 2 and 3 days or weeks and things like that, and so far, for the last couple of years, the ladies haven't been interested. We haven't even suggested it. As I said, we tend to stick to one day a month.
Well, Ms. Pauline, I would definitely like to send up a proposal. If you could mention one of the two other destinations you're willing to visit in the future, or some places you already visited and would like to go back, I would like. Can you mention one of the places maybe for the future?
I've told you we're doing a mystery tour. We're doing the Mandurah Canals, and we're doing a Caversham Whiteman Park, Caversham Wildlife Park. Those are the three that are fully booked, or I've got the buses already booked.
All right.
So if you want to put in a different price on those are the three that I've already got booked up. And as I said, I think I've got July and August also already sorted as well.
All right. Well, those are all.
We have 3 or 4 bus companies that we've used for several years, and I have tried this year to spread our business between those 3 or 4 particular companies.
Oh, all right. Well, from what do you already?
I've made the bookings now because I know it's very difficult to get the buses on the days that you.
Right. You definitely have to make advance booking. Since you already have those already booked, how about the ones you're planning on? Maybe we could help you book. Any destination comes in mind?
Yes, I've got 2 others in mind, but I've made a booking for them.
Oh, all right. Well, Ms.
Most of the year.
Most of the year. All right. Well, from what you already know, what your members want in regarding trips, so Ms. Pauline.
What I'm trying to say is, if you send me a brochure and I look and there's something in there that we haven't done or that we think might be suitable to do, then I would consider it or look at it and see if I can come up with a different arrangement. Unless you're suggesting that you could give us the Mandurah Canals tour and our organised lunch at a cheaper price and a bigger bus or whatever than what's already organised, I really don't see how you can help us.
Well, Ms. Pauline, let me go ahead and share this information with our travel manager, and we'll definitely be sending you something over the email to look at. This is actually quite a significant step. We're actually providing each Provost branch a special free membership, so all members can get access to a discount and try us out, because it does pay to shop around. And thank you for your time, Ms. Pauline. I will definitely send you an email shortly regarding the...
Thank you.
All right.
I suggest if you want to compete with Trade Travel that you approach the West Australia Power Provost. West Australia. I don't know what their number is, but they'll have a website as well. That's the overarching group that look after them, and they would send your information out to all the private clubs if you think that's worthwhile.
Oh, thank you for that information. That will definitely help us out. Thank you so much. We'll definitely send you that email, and I will look into that and see if we can get in contact with them as well.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Ms. Pauline. I hope you have a great, wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.